Thanks for choosing to listen to Brace the Badlands, a Tales from Tarantul actual play podcast series using the Cyberpunk Red rules and settings by Al Tosorian Games. These episodes include real audio recorded from game sessions that have been edited to include background music, ambience, and realistic sound effects like weapon fire. Now, this is a series played by adults for adults, set in a dystopian universe, so that there are some mature themes present throughout the series. If you like the show, consider checking us out on Twitter at Tarantul Tales or on our website at talesfromtarantul.com for campaign information, episode summaries, and player character details as well. Also, just a quick heads up, the audio in episodes 1 through 8 is a little rough around the edges. We were still figuring out the best way to record at the time. So if quality is an issue for you, skip to episode 9, Splinter Cell. Thanks for checking us out, and we hope you enjoy.
To bring everyone into the world of Cyberpunk, the year is 2045, and you all live in or around Night City, which is a very large city based on the west coast of the formerly United States of America, which is sort of very much divided. Recently, in the mid-2020s, there was a very large escalation between two paramilitary powers, which caused Night City itself to suffer a small nuclear blast, which sort of detonated and destroyed most of the sort of center of the city. A lot of people had to evacuate from the city due to the radiation and the damage that was caused. And a lot of people moved out to the sticks, you know, out to the sort of the other suburbs of Night City. It's been, you know, about 20 years since that's occurred, and people are finally starting to try and move back into the middle of the city. And a lot of people are trying to see if they can scavenge or, you know, reclaim bits and pieces that they've found from the wrecks or anyone that's moved in. And you guys, in your spare time, have agreed to sort of contract yourselves out to this new company that sort of sprung up overnight called Recyclins. And they've sort of hired you to come into their sort of main office that they've set up in Haywood, which is a district in town to have a chat with the boss. So you've all arrived. It's about 8 o'clock at night, but Night City never sleeps. A young, fresh-faced receptionist is sort of tapping away at the desk as you are sort of all walk in. Now, I guess just for everyone's sake, would either of you have met each other before, or are you all sort of just coming in together for the job?
Probably fresh. Don't really know anyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yep. I don't know anyone.
Yeah. I might have seen a few of your faces around, but I've never talked to anyone.
Okay, the young face receptionist sort of greets you and says, "Oh, welcome to Recyclins. Can I help you with anything?"
Yeah, let me hear about the job.
Oh, you must be one of our new recruits.
Wonderful. I believe so.
No worries. Okay, let me just get the boss. And she excuses herself and walks through the main doors. Now, while you guys have a few minutes to sort of speak amongst yourselves, did you guys want to potentially introduce your characters to each other?
Nope.
Fuck them. If I was true to character, I'd probably be shy. Hi, I'm Rez. I work for a trauma med team in Night City. I live with my brother in the slums, like most of us do. We're trying to set up our own Ripper Dog shop at the moment, but yeah, kind of working our way up from nowhere, really.
You always learn that?
Yeah. And I thought this would be a pretty cool job because I like to scavenge for parts to help out with the shop on the side. So, yeah.
I'm Fennec. I've been working for my nomad family, but I've seen there's a couple of really interesting... actually, I won't tell anyone. Yes, no, I'm here looking for work because always work to be needed. So here I am.
I reach into my subdermal pocket, just located around my chest. I pull out and flash my badge. Say, Officer Rama, GCPD. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, we're going to fucking cop. Jesus.
Fuck you. Better watch yourself.
I got any more than you do, buddy. Is that it? Officer Rama.
I think other than VC who wanted to remain sort of standoffish, I think that's everybody.
All right.
Okay. A few more minutes pass, about 5 minutes, and you see the doors just below you open up, And the young receptionist sort of wades you through. Mr. Anyov will see you now. Please come in. And she directs you to a sort of a large sort of boardroom setup within the building. As you walk into his line of sight, you see a sort of a bald-faced, clearly sort of a Eastern European man welcome you across. Good. Please, have a seat.
How's it doing, Ivan?
Ivan, I am Viktor Anyov.
Oh, sorry. You look like someone I know.
I see.
I stand off in the corner without taking a seat, just kind of hovering.
Very well. Well, I'm glad you've all come here safely. I am Viktor Anyov. I'm the Managing Director of Recyclants for Night City. And as I'm sure you're all aware, I've hired you as a new contractor team to perform a few jobs in Night City to see if we can help a few of clients reclaim some lost property or goods and hopefully repair the city. Now, the first job I've assigned for you is for a small pharmaceutical company that's looking to reclaim a building that they previously tenanted back in the mid-2020s. That's what we believe is being taken over by a local ganger group. Now, before I go on, did anyone have any questions?
Are we going to have to shoot them?
These are gangers, so if they're drugged up, quite possibly.
Well, it's just my specialty.
Do you have any gangers taking over this building?
Not sure. That will be your job to find out. Yeah. Ultimately, we want to clear the building for our client and welcome them with open arms. So I'll send all the details to your agents now, and you all have a bit of a ping go off on all of your devices, and you get sort of get directions, which are sort of right in the middle of the city center. You all sort of have a little bit of a map sort of pop up that sort of shows you a little building block sort of area right in the old med center, which is right in the middle of the hot zone, which is known to be radioactive, but there are sort of livable parts.
What was the building used to be used for?
It was formerly owned by my client, the Kuma Astra Corporation. And I believe from what they've told me, it was an old warehousing or storage facility.
Were they the sole tenants, or were there other interesting...
For just this building, it was just them. But hopefully we'll have some more, which will be in larger complexes that we can rebuild.
Where's the warehouse? Sorry,
The warehouse is part of the complex.
In which region?
Oh, in the hot zone, in the old med center.
Okay.
And so we're just there to get rid of the current occupant. What about leftover
the
supplies?
Current tenants? Yes, that's correct. And I'll inform the client. I believe that they wanted to inspect the office personally once the area was cleared.
No worries.
Wonderful, excellent. And the young sort of fresh-faced receptionist sort of ushers you back out into the reception area, and you sort of go back into the building proper.
So I'll sort of hang back while everyone sort of leaves the room.
Mm-hmm.
I'll bring out my agent and sort of contact control / dispatch. And I tell them need a background check on two people. One handle res medtech, the other nomad handle Fennec.
Alright, let me check in with the team and get back to you on that one.
10-4.
That was for res and Fennec, was it?
Res and Fennec, yeah.
Excellent.
Because they're the only two who actually revealed.
Yeah. I'm not going to reveal it anyway, especially now knowing that there's a lawman on this in a group.
Mm. Okay, so if you guys have access to the map as well, I think if you click on the thing, it should bring up the map for you, I think.
Yep.
Where you guys are currently based, also sort of where most of you live out of your container houses, is in the Haywood Industrial Zone area. Which is towards the bottom right of the map. And so obviously to get into the Corp Center, you sort of have to go, there's a couple of different paths that you can go. The main one that most people would more than likely take is to go north into New Westbrook, which is more of a sort of a more of a higher upper class area, or you could try and go through some of the combat zones, which are a bit more hazardous, to say the least. But either way, you'll sort of be able to get a bit closer to your destination, which is in the hot zone.
All right.
So currently you guys are sort of all, so I guess, standing outside of the building of Recyclings. I guess the question is, how did you want to proceed?
Anyone need a ride?
Yep. Can you fit us all in?
Yes.
All right. Well, no time to dally.
What sort of vehicle are we looking at here as well, Fennec?
I have a 6-seater ground car, fresh off the fresh new wheels. You're welcome to join me, or you can meet us there.
Where are we relative to the old med center?
So you guys are in the Haywood Industrial Zone.
Southeast.
Right. Yeah, southeast of our city, pretty much.
Experiences, I'd suggest we head north and through Upper Marina.
A few minutes pass while you guys are preparing to get in the vehicle, and you get a text back from your contact in the PD. They send you some information. They say that Rez is what appears to be a sort of a low tier trauma tech medic that's sort of been working for quite a while in the city. And Rez is known to have a brother that runs a sort of a less than official Ripperdoc service in the sort of the container stacks.
Mm-hmm.
Fennec, there's not too much that seems to be known about him other than it appears to be he's from some sort of nomad clan out towards closer to Nevada, but there's not too much on file.
Okay, so there's no prior criminal records on them?
Not that they have available at the moment. All right, so how did you guys want to proceed?
I'm happy to get into Fennec's vehicle.
Sure.
Yeah.
As far as I know, I don't have any other way of getting around, and I'm not particularly keen to get private transport, I'm assuming. There's like public, in quotation marks, transport.
Yeah, there's public transport, but there's always a chance of either getting robbed or it breaking down. There's a few different things. There is a small bus service that does try to operate through Night City, which is very underfunded, as well as a rapid transit service that tries to operate sort of outside the outer rings. But again, there's always a chance, especially due to the nuclear explosion that happened. There's a lot of rebuilding going on, and more often than not, you know, the transit service will find that, you know, some debris has, you know, collapsed on the tracks again, which slows everything down.
Right. Yeah. Fuck it. I'll toss in on getting a ride with him.
You can't get in the car till you tell us your name.
I don't believe you.
Well, have fun walking, my friend.
I attempt to get in the vehicle.
It's locked.
VC.
Nice to meet you, VC. I trust we'll be best of friends.
Hopefully not.
The vehicle's now unlocked.
Well, grouchy one.
I feel like he's doing this intentionally.
I'm guessing VC purposely goes out of the way to sit like on the other side of the car from Rama.
Yes.
Who's got shotgun?
I mean, are you talking about literally, or are you talking about...
I have shotgun. I'll take the front seat, or I'll take the middle back since I'm a bit smaller.
Yeah.
All right. We're leaving 5.
Rez, are you wearing most of your like trauma team gear at the moment?
Yeah, I've got like my suit on. Mm-hmm. Maybe not my helmet at the moment, okay. But once
you sort of always have it handy. Needed,
yeah.
Like, sort of like a pack with some of your medical gear.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, yeah.
Awesome. Cool.
But once we get into the building, I'll probably chuck my helmet on.
Awesome. Okay. All right. All of you packed in the very nice car that's very nicely fitted by the moment. You head towards the north of the city. So again, you're sort of traversing through quite a number of packed suburbs where, you know, their houses just stack, quite a lot of kids just sort of go out and play on the streets. Similar to where you guys live, where there's a lot of different container sheds that are sort of stacked on top of each other, there's just more and more of that as you go along. Eventually you see on the right of you as you continue driving through town, what looks to be the executive zone, which is like almost like a walled garden. Which, you know, there's a sort of a single bridge that goes in and out, which also looks to be heavily guarded. You see what almost looks to be some, looks like heavy tanks that are operating along the bridge. And quite a lot of traffic goes backwards and forwards along the bridge. Most of your drive is relatively quiet. Thankfully, the roads are a little bit packed, but there's nothing that sort of interrupts your drive. As you get closer to the city, you start to see a little bit more of the destruction that you've heard about. Now, would any of you have gone into the hot zone yourselves in the past, would you say?
I think Rez would have.
Mm-hmm. I'm used to it.
The clients tried to reclaim their things.
I probably have as well.
Yeah, I'd say I've probably been at least a little bit into it.
Mm-hmm. Not so much physically. I don't like to put my body in danger, but done some jobs.
Keep myself in quiet in the meat space.
What brings you here now, then?
Me?
Physically, bodily, as opposed to netrunnerly.
Need money. Same as you. Oh, no, I just mean, like, on a job. It's not like I'm picking through the ruins with the rest of you idiots. I'm in the back at a terminal.
Well, welcome to Night City.
All right. As you guys get a little bit closer, you find you can almost immediately see where you start to enter into the hot zone. There are a lot of buildings that look, you know, unoccupied and sort of dilapidated. There's debris just through the streets. Fortunately, Fennec, your ground car is quite versatile. It's able to get across some of this sort of harder terrain. But obviously, you keep the doors locked at all times because there are quite a few sort of people that sort of just, you know, eye you guys out as you're driving through. Again, there are a few sort of odd types that sort of eye you guys as you drive through, but you sort of arrive relatively.
No one argues with the man with the machine gun car.
Of course not.
During the car trip, I also wanted to discreetly run a background check on VC as well. So I'll send a text through to the NCPD, Southeast Asian male, handle VC.
Now, I think from a roleplay's perspective, I don't think I even know much about Liam. Yeah.
Okay, well, just out of character, do you want that information there so you can pass on stuff if you need to, Ben?
Well, for the time being, I think for just this check, what would you say in terms of, like, bare minimum, what would be public record for VC? Like, what would be on file, do you think?
I would definitely say where I came from, like the fact that I used to be corp exec, like corp exec Emily, and then like what I've been doing to kind of make ends meet on the street would be probably pretty public information.
Yeah. Oh, okay, that's fair enough.
Any priors?
I'd say so.
Yeah. All right. You get a ping back on your agent a few minutes later, Rama. The sort of description explains that he's a known sort of small-time weaponsmith. He's known to visit quite a few night markets when they pop up all around town, and usually tries to buy and sell different bits and pieces to try and make some mm-hmm. money. He's been imprisoned, I think maybe a couple of times, or he's been has a couple of priors potentially. I would say maybe you can confirm this for me, VC, or that would be potentially tied to a couple of your love affairs. I know that one of them was in prison.
Yeah, well, that and also just love affair definitely is one, but also I'd say probably just general rowdiness and violence over, like, sales and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
just because of how short-tempered I am.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. VC, there's also a note on record that he seems to be quite agitated towards a particular sort of a manufacturing company.
Okay. So it doesn't show exactly which manufacturing company?
Let's say Militech. It's a good enemy to have.
And a lot of people hate the two big corps anyway.
Yep.
Okay, you guys get a bit closer. As I mentioned, you're traveling through like a lot of debris and whatnot. You eventually get to where your agents have indicated on their sort of their built-in GPS, and you pull up your vehicle. Now, Fennec, how far away would you say that you would be parking towards where this building is?
Oh, pretty close. Security on my car is pretty tight. People don't mess with it when they see the logo.
I brandish my helmet from my pack, mm-hmm. and I tuck my hair up into it and put it on my head.
Well, what's the color head is?
Deep black.
Deep black.
Yeah, a bit wavy.
As the car pulls up and you exit the vehicle, you see what appears to be a large building, sort of still standing quite well amongst sort of a series of other decrepit or, you know, sort of destroyed buildings surrounding it. There are a few vehicles parked out front of the building, like a sort of a large truck, a motorbike, and sort of what seemed to be like a really, really old, almost burnt out car. And you see a single person that seems to be standing outside towards one of the doors. Towards your side of where you're parked, you see a large roller door as well as a single sort of large industrial door. And then further down, you see what seems to be another door where the person is standing near. How did you guys want to proceed?
Well, we don't want to get the attention of the person outside the door. That's my gut instinct.
Yeah, so this is probably the gangers.
Can anyone make, you know, some kind of assessment?
Let me see. Have I got the skill for that?
Hey, how about you... How about I just take a look? What do I see when I see this guy? How does he look?
Does he look like a ganger?
Give me a... I'm going to get a check from you if you want to take a deeper look.
I'd love to take a deeper look.
Yeah, so I'll take a perception check.
Perception? Let me just find that bad boy.
From where you're... So you still crouching over the top of the car, Gunner?
Sure, yeah. I'm trying to hide myself from getting popped.
Okay. From what you can see, they look to be lightly armored. And you see what seem they seem to be wearing light leather armor, and then it looks like they are sort of towards their sort of on their belt. They seem to have what looks to be like a very heavy pistol.
VH pistol. All right. All right. Chuckleheads. He's armed, but no more so than I am, if you know what I'm saying.
How many stories is this building?
From what you can see, it looks like there's two. So there's the sort of the ground floor that you're looking at the moment with the two doors, and it looks like there's another sort of like a larger sort of floor up above.
Any window vantage points, or are they kind of boarded up?
They're mostly boarded up from what you can tell. With some sheer force, you may be able to try and break through.
Cool. Well, I'm not a military man.
Anyone got some binoculars? Look in the windows. I don't want to get shot.
I have cyber eye, I can look in.
All I'm saying is I don't want someone to shoot before I walk in.
I'm going to zoomy zoom in on some of the windows and see if I can spot any people inside and any activity.
Sure. Now, depending on where you want to look, so there's two, from the ground floor, there's two sort of separate buildings from what you can see.
Yep.
Now, are you going to try and look into either of those, or are you going to try and look into the, well, it's a little bit from your perspective, you can't really see into the above ground, but... Which section of the building do you want to look into?
Well, first off, I want to look at what I'm in front of, so...
Okay, so from where you're standing towards the car, you can see, well, actually, there's a large truck that's blocking your path, but there looks to be a roller door and another sort of large industrial door that goes into what you'd assume is the warehouse that that your boss spoke about. And to the left must be the main sort of administration building, from what you can tell.
All right, and the main administration building, are the windows covered, or do I have good visibility?
Similar to the warehouse, they appear to be covered, so you can't see inside.
Ah, fuck. I turn to Gunhead and shrug at him.
All right, well, who's knocking?
The lawman can.
Yeah, it ain't me.
This is what he's built for.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay, Rama, so there is from what you can see, there's the single person standing outside towards the administration door. They don't seem to have seen you, or they sort of maybe have glanced your way, but they're obviously not paying attention. How did you want to proceed?
Is that an alleyway right there?
It's a very small one, but it doesn't seem to really lead too far. But you can try to enter the sort of alleyway if you want.
I kind of want to get up there and just take a peek.
No worries. If you're going to get that close, I might see if I can get you to roll potentially a stealth check for you, which I don't know if anyone actually really has, bar maybe Gunhead.
Except for Gunhead, yeah.
I have a 7, I think.
I've only got 2. No.
Rama, you're able to very carefully sneak past, sort of using the truck and the motorbike. I haven't really designed it because of how I laid it out, but yeah, as you look sort of down, you can still leave sort of the exterior of it if you like.
I'd like to do that.
Did you want to continue along the alleyway to go around the other corner?
Yes, I'll do that.
All right, you have now gone around two of the corners And if you went further south, you would be able to get to the location of the camera. Did you want to continue until you're right around the sort of the end of the corner?
Yes.
Basically doing a full sweep.
And I'll sort of just duck down behind the car there.
All right. All right. You are going to attempt to make a shot.
Ooh, I kind of want to sneak up on this guy.
Okay.
Attempt to grapple.
I will allow you to attempt it, but I'm going to say that's a DB 15 to sneak up to them. So give me another stealth check.
Mm-hmm.
You roll just shy of what you need, and the ganger notices you as you start to approach. Oh, shit, it's the cops! They yell out. And you hear them that bang on the main sort of front door a couple of times.
Okay, I, hearing this, am going to... Do we have movement concerns at this point, or is that only during combat?
I will say the ganger is going to draw their gun, so I will actually chuck you guys into initiative order. And once you're in initiative order, you do have movement based on that. So
yeah, okay, that's fine.
VC, you are at the top of the table.
Sweet. Okay. Okay. Well, I'm assuming each square is going to count as a move space then.
If you have a move of, say, 6, you can move 6 grids.
Okay, so 12 meters, right, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. I just wanted to check because I wasn't sure. I am going to move up to there.
Excellent. Are you going to attempt to make a shot as well, or are you just using your movement?
I, with a shotgun, I don't think I'm going to be making any shots, so I am going to just...
Not from that distance. Yeah.
No. I am just going to stay put for now.
Yep. Sure. Okay, I will move to the next person, which is Fennec.
So I was going to jump into my car,
because
it has a machine gun, and I'm going to drive up closer to the building and start using the machine gun when my actions allow.
All right. When you enter a vehicle, you then get the vehicle's movement, I believe, after double-checking the rules. But it sounds about right. So was the machine gun one of the enhancements you got as part of the Nomad?
So I got the extra seats and the machine gun.
Nice. I like it.
Very nice.
Okay. When your vehicle started, three things happen. You're placed immediately at the top of the initiative queue, which I guess that's fine. We'll just play that as it is. Vehicle's move stat effectively becomes the driver's move stat. Any penalty the driver had to the move doesn't affect movement. That's fine. You become unable to use your run action, which makes sense. That's completely fine. So let me just put you on your car. How far up did you want to move? Sorry.
I had the movement. I think is it 40 for a car?
Sounds about right.
Which I should have enough range, I think, in the vehicle anyway. I'm going to just go straight up in front of the door.
I'll move you and the car at the same time. All right. Now, in terms of the action to shoot the machine gun, I might have to look and see what the rule is for that.
Yeah, I suspect I've run out of actions by this time.
Let's look.
It's whether getting into a vehicle counts as an action or not.
Yeah, I'm just taking a look at the rules. Yes, getting into a vehicle counts as an action, and then I'll say that your movement is your movement.
Cool. I've got the rules up on my phone now, so I'll browse those.
No, of course, that's fine. All right, I'll say that is your turn for the time being. All right, Gunhead, you have quite rudely lost your cover, which was right in front of you. how did you want to proceed?
Fuck you. Can I go home?
Well, where are you trying to go, I guess, is my question.
I'm trying to get out of range of this gang, really. Sure. I'm just going to move to here, I think. From here, I'd like to make a meet space... action to identify any net architecture points nearby.
Sure. Give me, I think that will still need a roll to identify, will it?
It does indeed, yes. 1d10 plus my interface, which is 4, since I can find chat.
So you may just need to roll that in the chat, but yes.
Yeah.
having lost your cover from the car, you are unable to ping any devices that you can find locally.
Too busy scrambling around. All right. Now, I'm not 100 on the rules here.
Yep.
I believe that was a net. That was a meat space action, but did it take? No. Okay, never mind. I believe that might be my turn.
Yes, that would be it.
Yeah, so, cool. All right, thank you.
I will continue. Reds, you're up.
Well, my cover's also been blown as well.
Yes.
So whereabouts is the ganger?
They are up to the northeast of where you are currently.
So what I might do, I might follow Gunhead, yep. And I'm going to have my shotgun ready, yep. But I'm going to sort of protect Gunhead while they're hacking in.
Yep. No worries. Okay. You move up and sort of back yourself up against the side of the truck.
Yeah.
Yep. And sort of prepare the shotgun.
Yeah, while he's trying to hack into something.
Excellent. No worries. All right, Rama.
So as I try and sneak up and make the noise, Guy knows it's me.
Mm-hmm.
I sort of just yell, GCPD, put down your weapon. And I'll just look at his reaction first.
They look to be a very doped-up ganger. They seem to be more infuriated after you say that.
All right, fine. So I drop my assault rifle and draw my pistol.
Mm-hmm.
So luckily that doesn't take an action.
Yep.
And I'll fire two rounds into him.
Sure.
So at this range, it is a DV-15.
Yes, DV-15 for those shots.
Okay.
And then you're making two shots with that?
I'll make two shots, yeah.
Okay, both of those shots at that range will hit. Mm-hmm. Give me damage on those two.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, one thing though, in rolling this, probably should roll it with physical dice because, you know, there's the critical thing.
You can still see if you roll a 10 on them as well.
Details available, is it?
Yes, click the where it has the red number, and that'll tell you where you actually roll as well.
Okay.
So one of those, like, say for example, one of those three sixes was a six.
Yep. Okay, yep. So there was no double sixes, yep.
No. Does that give you extra bonuses?
It counts as a critical injury if that happens. Yeah.
I see, there you go. So, yeah. Awesome. Good to know. All right, so they are wearing some light armor, so let me just minus off what they are wearing. They take those shots directly, but the armor helps a little bit with that. Mm-hmm. You can see that they're quite winded from those shots. Do you choose to move as a part of your action as well?
I'm just going to stay behind cover.
Okay. All right. It is the gang's turn. They are going to attempt to make a shot against you, Rama. Now I'm just going to find out what your cover is going to be with that as well.
Cover's pretty interesting in this, and that uses the HP system for cover.
Yeah, it gets a car door, which is 25 HP. I'll take that as a good one. The cover system is good because it's effectively, if you're behind cover, you're behind color. There's no real sort of, like a half sort of cover system. They are going to attempt to make a shot. Let's take a look and try and shoot through. So,
love this, actually. Rules for taking human shields.
Right?
They can just be corpses and everyone just picks up one.
Right, they're able to hit just the side of the car. Just with that, they just hit it, and they are able to deal their very heavy pistol. Ooh, all right, they deal a good chunk of damage into one of the car doors, which starts to, you hear sort of a couple of ping go up, and you sort of duck down a little bit more into cover. All right, BC.
Cool. What is the range
of a shotgun slug?
Yeah.
It goes all the way up to 101 to 200. It says meters/yards. Are the meters and yards the same thing?
Think of every... Yeah, not the same thing, but for gameplay, they did that just to make it easy for everyone to understand. Cool. So think of every 2 meters as a square. So if you wanted to calculate it, say...
Okay, cool. It's page 173, but at your current distance is how much? 3.7. So you're at... you'll do the difficulty value of 13 to hit. Wait, how far is that? 26 meters.
30 meters. Yeah, about just under 30 meters.
Ah, darn. You're just in the 26 to 50 bracket, which is...
25.
I am going to move up to behind the bike, and then 22 from there. Okay. So that will put me in the... 13 to 25 yards, so DV-20. So I'm going to take a shot at the ganger.
Yes, so that'll have to be an attack roll.
I'm assuming it's 17 under, so I miss with the DV.
Yes, the shot fails. The shells sort of scatter a little bit across the wall, and the shot misses against the ganger.
All right, I'm going to duck down behind the bike as sort of temporary minimal cover.
Yep, sure. Okay. All right, on to Fennec.
Okay, so My machine gun on the car only uses auto fire.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just read the rules for this. So my action is going to be using auto fire.
Which I sure hope you have a skill in.
Let's have a look at. And I'll also see what the distance is.
12 minutes.
So that's DV 16. Do I need to look at my skill for an auto fire or look at my skill for something else?
If you're specifically using auto fire, you may have to use that skill if you have it available.
I'll just double check that.
Sure.
So I rolled 15 on my auto fire, assuming the sight got it calculated correctly, which is one less than DV, unfortunately.
Your shots spray a little too wildly, and the ganger is able to sort of just sort of get out of the way at the last moment, and your shots sort of dissipate. Do you decide to move the car at all?
Yeah, I'm going to move it where my character is now.
All right, I'm going to move a little closer to here. I'm going to make another Pathfinder check real quick, which I believe is 1d10 plus 4. Am I doing this wrong?
Let's take a look.
I might be doing it wrong.
You're always just rolling once. Right, give me one.
Oh, I am. No, I am actually just always rolling once. I just rolled 3 rounds in a row.
Yeah. You fail your Pathfinder check again.
All right. Well, I fucking slap my deck with my hand. I'm like, fucking piece of shit.
Must be malfunctioning. Clearly, that's it.
Definitely not me.
Do you choose to move, or have you moved?
I have moved. Yeah.
Oh, excellent. Okay. Wonderful. All right. I'll move to Rez. Right.
So what's the range again? From a shotgun, how do you...
So, are you trying to try to shoot at the ganger?
Yeah, so if I run up to where gun hit is, roughly, to here...
For there, it'd be about 26 or so meters. Or actually, from you, it would be... I would say about 26.
Okay. What's the range of a shotgun, sorry?
So, your range changes based on your DB value that you're trying to get. So, for a shotgun, if you're trying to shoot 26 meters or more... the DV becomes 25. You have to beat 25 on a check to
That's going to be quite hard, isn't it?
Yes.
So if there's 22 meters, then what's the DV?
DV is 20.
That's still hard. Probably not.
Depends on what your shotgun skill is, I guess. So remember, you're rolling 1d10 plus, I think, your reflex plus your shotgun combat skill.
So 6.
So it's 6, and there's going to be plus your ref, which for you is 6. So you have a base of 12 plus 1d10. So you need an 8 or higher to succeed on your shot.
Alright, I'll give it a shot.
Sure.
It's 15.
You're just shy, and a couple of the bullets hit the back of Fennec's car as the shells go flying.
Sorry!
I just got this back.
Rama.
Alright, same thing as last round. 2 rounds. Boom. Boom.
I think with that range, they both hit, yes.
Both hit.
Yep.
And damage. And I will have a look. A 1-6 there, and no double sixes.
That's fine, but that's enough to take them down anyway.
Right.
They collapse to the ground.
It's like fucking piece of shit. I sort of walk over the corpse.
And you guys are free to move.
Seems like his buddies didn't really care about him.
Good, less work for us.
Yeah, might be waiting inside.
Am I cool to make another Pathfinder check, or...?
Yes, you can if you wish. Hopefully you don't fail this one.
Are you sure you're doing this right?
Wow.
Oh my goodness gracious.
I'm the worst hacker in the world.
This is your first rodeo, surely, right?
I'm going to reload my pistol as well.
Sure.
And I'm going to equip a shield onto my left.
I'm going to get out of the car.
Oh shit, I forgot as well. I retrieved my assault rifle. So.
Very important. Okay, no worries. So you guys are all on top of this now deceased corpse, are you in the moment?
Yep.
Okay. You are slightly closer to the main building.
I equip my shield as well.
Sure.
Anyone want to use the corpse as a shield?
I thought you were a cop.
Yes, I am a cop.
The lawmen are above the law, apparently. I spit on the ground.
Beautiful. Thank you for your contribution. Okay, all right.
I take no mind to what they're saying.
Of course. High and mighty cop.
All right, settle down.
All right, and how do you guys want to proceed?
I'd like to locate a
Oh, why not? Let's give it another go. Sure, why not?
Yeah, all right. Let's turn it off, stuff roll.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Something slightly better. I'm going to say with a lot of merit and effort, you eventually succeed with your check, and you're able to ping that there are a few devices within the building that appear to be enterable to actually access the net.
Alrighty. Can I tell roughly how far away or where they are, or no? Just that there are some.
From where you are, there appears to be one from what you think is the warehouse building with a roller door, gotcha. Which would be a few meters into the building proper.
Alrighty. well, Gunhead, he turns to his friends, and he says, "All right, bud. There's a spot all over here. I can get in, take a look at some cameras. Does anyone want to open the door and get shot for me?"
Not for you. To get this fucking job done with, yeah.
All right.
Is it in the roller door?
Yes.
Well, you think it's in the... Gunhead thinks it's in the building with the roller door, yes.
We can't really see that there's two different buildings that well at the moment, but yes. I'm just going to sit around the corner here. Just wait for you to open that up.
And I sort of go over to Rez. Rez, was it?
Yeah.
What's up? Take a look at the corpse. See if you can scavenge any cyberware from it. Earn a pretty penny.
Yeah, of course. What sort of skill do I use to scavenge a corpse?
I'd just say to probably try and see if there's anything suitable for you, Rez. Give me just a moment.
I'm going to go get in my car and drive over to this roller door.
Give me a cybertech check.
I'm going to wait for a couple more people to come over before I open up.
Yep, that's fine.
I signal for people to come over.
Sure. Now, Rez, as you're searching the body, you find that they appear to have... you see at the base of their neck, they have what appears to be like a memory chip. That's the main sort of cyberware component that you're able to find.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Am I able to extract that?
Sure. Give me a... potentially a medical tech check. Actually, give me another cyber tech check to see if you can pull it out successfully.
Yeah, no worries. 13?
Yep. Okay. In a couple of minutes, you're able to essentially jimmy out like a small sort of memory chip that sort of gets embedded at the base of the neck.
Okay.
People who sort of use it for external storage. You don't really have the tools on you at the moment to try and see if there's any recoverable data on it.
Yeah.
But you're able to store it for sort of like later use.
Yeah, I pocket it in my one of my chest pockets.
Sure. All right. Do you and Rama also want to go towards the roller door?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. Right. We're about to bust this bitch open.
I will go here.
You all are now in front of what appears to be a large roller door that then connects itself onto the street.
I am going to open it up. Rama, if you can stand in front and take point, that would be fucking terrific.
Oh, I thought you were willing to stand in front and get shot.
Someone's going to open the door.
But I move in front.
This roller door, where's the... I'm assuming it's got like... Is it like a pull-up one or is there like a button to access it?
It looks like there's a small sort of electrical panel to the side that can be used to operate it, but you could also attempt brute force if you wish as well.
All right, I'm going to have a look at the panel.
Sure. Give me an electronics tech check.
Sure thing. 14.
Okay, all right. Taking a look at it, you're fairly confident that given a couple of minutes, you might be able to hotwire something to essentially force the roller door to open, but you need a couple of minutes of uninterrupted time to do it.
All right, I look over to the group and say, "I'm going to crack this door. Give me a fucking minute."
No worries.
All this is happening as well. So, Finnick, your vehicle is... how's your vehicle prepared in terms of with the roller door?
I've put it where it needs to be.
Sure.
My machine gun only has 30 rounds before it reloads, I suspect. It fires 10 each auto round burst. So I've got two more shots worth before I have to reload, I suspect.
That's a lot of shots.
Someone better keep watch on the other door.
Yeah, I'll have a look out. Keep my eyes out.
Sure. All right.
Got my shotgun trained on the door.
Yeah.
In case one bursts out.
Excellent. Okay. A few minutes past past VC, and you're quite confident now that if you are wire a few things together, that you could trigger a trigger relay that would immediately start rolling open the door.
I turn back to the group and say, "All right, I'm ready to hit this. Are you guys good?"
Yep.
Good.
Yeah.
I help wire the door.
The roller door starts to make a sort of a clatter and opens up.
Ooh, look at that.
I immediately step back and pull out my shotgun.
Sure. As the roller door opens, you see a ganger who is sort of behind a, well, almost like a cabinet sort of thing, opens their head and screams out, "They're coming in!" VC.
Yep. Okay. I am going to run up. Is the desk here? How high is that desk here?
It is about probably maybe just under a meter tall.
If I was to duck under, say I'm about average height. If I duck under that, is it going to give me full coverage, like full cover?
I'd say give you enough cover to avoid being shot, but then you would have to, you know, sort of lift yourself up to attempt to take a shot.
Have you seen the ganger on the left side of the building? There's two in there.
Oh, I don't have sight on that.
That's what I'm here for, buddy.
Thank you for looking out. All right, well, in that case, I'm going to move up to the side of the door here.
Sure.
I am going to lob a flash grenade, my flashbang, over to the ganger on the left side.
Yep. All right, so I guess that counts as a throw action, doesn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, throw an object that you're holding, which is fine. So that's essentially an athletics check. So dex plus athletics plus 1d10, up to a maximum of 25 meters. And then you're using the grenade launcher DV, apparently. You said you were going to shoot, throw that towards the ganger on the left-hand side?
Yep. Explosive, all explosives deal the damage to targets.
Based on their distance, it'd be a DV 15 to throw that grenade.
Yep, okay. It seems weird that it doesn't have a specific DV for, like, throwing hand grenades and stuff.
Well, the DV that has you make is just based on grenade launcher, which is a little odd, I agree. But
yeah, I'm just double checking some of the rules to just make sure that we're doing it right. Human shield, reload, run, start a vehicle, stabilize, throw a grabbed opponent to the ground, throw an object. Yeah, well, it definitely is a throw action.
Yeah, mate, give me an athletics check if you like, and I'll there.
Now, when I'm using the Dex plus Athletics, is that using the combined level plus stat for Athletics and then my Dex roll?
You should put a roll just Athletics, I think, on the stat. If you click the one to just roll Athletics, that'll do both.
Okay. All right, cool. I was going to do a public roll, but that actually works better.
Oh, that should still be public. We all see those rolls.
No, I just meant like I was going to write it up myself.
Oh, okay. So for you, it would be 1d10 plus 2 plus dex. So 1d10 plus 7.
Yep. There we go. Yep. Okay, ooh, that makes sense.
All right. You threw the grenade just shy of where you intended. It hits a couple of the barrels that are stored inside and dings off one of them. It sort of lands shy of the mark.
Is she still within range of the the effect, or is it out of?
It is, no, because you missed the DV, it is not sufficient enough, I'd say.
Right, okay, well, I'm going to duck back out again in frustration.
Fennec.
Is my car, would that fit through this?
Quite comfortably, yes.
Cool. I'm going to drive in here.
Mm-hmm.
Please disregard the family's vehicle safety. And then after I drive in there, I'm going to use my assault rifle. All right, and then I'm going to fire it. This mate. Oh, yes, it was 15. I got 12. Sad.
The bullets fly off, unfortunately, missed their mark as well. But thankfully, you now have a nice big object to use as cover for the rest of the team, I guess.
Yeah.
Or do you decide to try and get the car back out?
No, that's perfect right where it is.
All
right,
one of the gangers is going to move themselves. They're going to make a couple of shots against the vehicle, which sort of just ping off the roof and miss entirely. Gunhead.
What's poppin', boys? Now, I can't actually see inside, which is kind of frustrating, but At the risk of not being able to do anything for another couple of rounds, because I can't get to the computer terminal just in front of the car, I am going to try and take a shot at this. Oh, can I take cover behind the car, which will undoubtedly move?
Yes, I'll allow you.
If I move to, like, here, and I shoot over the hood.
I'll also say as well, we're getting to an access point. You can access access points within a couple of meters.
Through walls?
Well, depending on what wall. Because if you're behind the car, there's no wall in your way.
Oh, I meant this wall that I was just...
Well, you're currently behind, no. But if you went behind the car, you think you might be able to.
Okay, I might do that then. Are you unlikely to move the car again, Luke, if I sit behind it?
Jack is happy to sit wherever you want me to sit. I'm but a hundable driver. You choose the destination.
So, Gunhead, you're able to see that there's a small, what appears to be, device set up on the countertop, which looks to be connected to the local net. Did you want to give me
a interface check?
Yeah, I think this will be to actually jack in. So it'll be, will it just be the interface check?
I wrote down all the rules for everything, but I didn't write that down. Give me one. I'm finding it. Here we go. Jack ins us out. 6 meters slash yards of an access point. Typically a wall between you and the access point will block this action. Okay, cool. So 6 meters is not that long.
I'd say like towards the or like very end of the car, even if you were in the boot of the car, it'd probably be 6 meters.
Okay.
So like say like
let's just here-ish. Yeah, cool. Oh, inside the car.
Yes.
Okay. I didn't realize. I'm an idiot. Okay, I'm gonna crawl into the boot and I'm gonna lie down. I'm gonna have my cyber deck on my lap.
And sure.
I'll get it in the back of my head.
It's a good idea. I like it.
It doesn't say whether or not. Oh, it's a net action. Okay, cool.
Yes. So you'll have to make a net action.
Jacked in a career exit for doing anything. Cool. All right. I'm now technically jacked in. I now only have 3 moves left for net activities. But what
I think that counts as a net action. So you have 2 remaining.
Oh, I thought my max was 4. Oh, no, it is 3.
Oh, sorry.
It's 3.
You have 2 remaining net actions to take.
Yeah, I do. Cool. You're correct. Alrighty. I am going to use Pathfinder.
So from here, you doing a Pathfinder check?
I was, yeah. I rolled 13.
Alright, I will say, and I won't let you move, but I'll say that with that you're able to see first 2 levels of the net.
Yep.
So you'll see 2 levels in front of you in the net.
Interesting.
Cool. You have one.
First one is a password?
Yes, and the next one appears to be some sort of file.
Cool. That'll be that guy, but technically I shouldn't be able to see past the password because it obfuscates.
Oh, good point. You do not see past the password.
cool. Can I can move into it freely. That doesn't cost an action.
I believe so.
Yep, and then I'm going to run a backdoor real quick. But... First,
I think I'm going to run one of my programs, sorry.
Oh, wait, it costs a net action to make one. Okay, I'm just going to roll and see if I can backdoor. Darn. Okay, cool. Thanks.
No worries. Okay. Rez.
Final glance over my shoulder, I dash up the ramp into the warehouse.
Yep.
Behind Fang's car. Just looking around so I can see this ganger over the desk.
Yes.
But maybe not the female, would you say?
You can see both of them at the moment.
Okay, I'm going to potentially take a shot at the male ganger.
There we go, yep.
14.
Just shy of what you need.
Okay, in that case, I then duck back down and I, it's in my turn.
Okay. All right, the other ganger is going to move forward to try and get a better shot. Now, with you guys being behind the cover of the car, they're going to take a shot against the car directly to try and deal some damage. So he's going to make an attack against the vehicle.
The customer pays for all damages. I hope you're aware.
And the one of the car doors takes 19 points of damage.
19?
Both Fennec and Gunhead in the vehicle. You sort of hear quite a bit of rattling as the shots sort of ring through the vehicle.
Cool.
Okay, I will be careful.
Yep. Roma.
All right, go up. So when I was there, I could diagonally move here. 2, 3, 4. That's 5.
If you want to, I will allow you to jump over to Car's boot. If you want to go in, if you didn't want to go around.
No, I'm trying to just go here. You can see my cursor.
Oh, yes. You can't move that, can you?
I can. It's 5 moves, so...
Ah, I see.
Yep. I've got a movement of 7, so...
Sure.
Yep. Right. Head over there. So, basically, bracing my shield onto that area, I'm going to take shots at that ganger.
Okay.
And this is going to be quite close range, so DV13.
This is with your pistol, is it?
Yep.
Okay, yep, yep, DV13.
Yep.
That'll definitely go through, and then damage. Yep.
Second. Yep. And then damage. Yep.
Okay, he's still standing, but has taken a few of those shots. Yep.
Yep. I've got 2 bits of movement left, so I'll just move back.
Okay. All right, round 2, VC.
Yes. Okay, so I'm going to make a move up to the car.
I love how we're all using the car as a shield.
Of course.
And I am going to take a shot at the ganger by the desk.
Yep. So that'll be a DV of 13 for me.
Oh, God. Hopefully I get that.
I hope so.
Yes. 23.
Oh, excellent. And give me damage?
Yep. 5d6. 18.
Yeah, okay. Then, his armor's already ablated from the first shots, so that's going to be enough to just take him down directly. He flies back as he takes a full barrage of shots and sort of falls into the chair.
All right. Do I have any actions left? Or, like, I forget what determines the amount of actions per combat.
It is based on your... Do you mean your movement?
No, just how many actions in general I get during combat.
Taking a shot will count as your actual action.
Yep. Your turn is 1 move action plus 1 other action. Okay, yep. In that case, I'm going to just stay where I am.
Use the car as cover?
Yep.
Okay, fake.
Okay. Cool, he's dead. Let me check the range this lady. 12 meters again. Add 9.
That is
fucking
rough. Ouch.
Gunhead.
Well, like, no face. Alright. So, how many...
So you have 3 net actions. You can take
3 net actions and a meat space action I can take. I believe. Like, they're independent.
You can either take a meat action or a net action. You can't take...
Oh, really? Shoot. Okay.
You can move still no matter what. You just can't take a meat action. Like, you can't shoot and then use the net.
Okay. I might make a little programmy boy.
Sure.
With my notepad of all my hacky boy things. I'm going to make my worm program come alive. So currently have I don't know how I should note this down, but worms up at this point in time.
Okay.
So worms up, res 7, increases all backdoor checks by 2, and then I'm gonna roll 1d4 plus 6, I believe.
Yep.
Kablam. Oh my god. Oh wait, 1d4, sorry, it's meant to be 1d10.
Yeah, plus. I was gonna say.
1d10 plus 6. There we go.
Okay, you're able to unlock that password.
Lovely. Cool.
Okay, one more action you can take.
Cool. Yeah, I believe I do.
You can try to perform an ID check on the file that you see.
I will. Okay, yeah, I'm going to roll ID as well.
Sure.
Yeah. 1d10 plus 4. Please. I have to roll a 10 to get this file. That's fucked up.
Goodness.
But yeah. No.
Cool. Plus.
Close, but unfortunately, no. All right, and I believe that is me.
Okay. Rez.
Right. If I dive with the desk, is that like an opportunity attack?
I don't think there's really opportunity attacks, but everything sort of happens simultaneously, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is the desk solid? There's no...
It's fairly solid, yes.
Yeah, it's like full from top of the bench to like the bottom.
Yes, there's no sort of like... hidden paneling or anything.
Okay, I might vault over that if it's good enough for my height.
Yeah, you're good to go.
Right. Let's double check. Yep. I'm going to vault over. Yes, I vault over.
Mm-hmm.
and I am going to try to take a shot, if that's allowed.
You can give it a go.
All right, let's do this. Bada-bing, 17.
Okay, let me just check your range. Shotgun, that is enough. Yep.
Yay.
All right, so deal damage.
Damage, 19.
Excellent. All right, so first it goes through their armor. Okay, they're still standing, but they took quite a few shots from those shells.
Cool. And I forward roll a little bit closer to the corner of his desk.
Okay, the other ganger is now down. Rama.
I'm just going to go right up with my shield up to that other ganger.
Yep.
Point blank range.
Oh, goodness.
Ooh.
Two shots.
Fair enough, I think, because you're going to be in the first thing. That's DV 13.
Mm-hmm. And yeah.
They'll both go through and damage. That definitely does it.
Double sixes as well for the first shot.
Alright, well they're down anyway. They're going down. Alright, do you want to tell me how
I just want to see what actually happens with the critical.
Sure.
For RP's sake.
Alright,
do you want
to roll 2d6 for me?
2d6.
5. Broken ribs.
Nice.
Okay, as the shots ring through, quite a lot of your pistol shots hit them directly in the chest, and you can see that they're starting to bleed out quite severely, and they collapse to the floor. And that is the end of combat for now.
Cool. Can I look at the bodies for any more cyber tech work?
Yes.
I think that's the only thing I'd be able to stick to, like, reclaim from this job.
Ooh, I'll just take this.
Yeah.
This is like, oh, that's a nice cyber eye.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm going to check the male body first and then the female. Sure.
Give me another side tech check.
Rummage over the male's body and... Oh, sorry, 17.
On the male's body, you're able to see that there looks to be a embedded internal agent in their left ear, which can then link to like an agent, like smart device that they have as well.
Cool. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try extract it again. Okay.
What I might actually do to take from you is actually instead of a side tech check, can you give me a paramedic check? Just sort of try and sort of extract it.
14.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'll say that's enough.
Cool. What's it called, sorry?
No, that's fine. This one is a internal agent.
Internal agent. Okay, and then I jump over the desk and check the female's body.
Sure.
Some tech. 20. It's nice.
Very nice. Looking in their mouth, you're actually able to find they have what are called vampires, which are like little... little like mealy things that can be extracted from the mouth, so they can make like a bite attack against someone.
Ooh.
Which you can attempt to essentially pull out with some pliers.
Heck yes, this is my favorite part of the job.
All right,
paramedic 17.
Okay, yeah, takes you a couple of minutes while everyone else is sort of scurrying around. We're able to like sort of yank out. So for the rest of the crew, you're basically just watching Reds go over this body and with these really large pliers pull out what looks to be these really large cybernetic teeth. Out of this ganger's corpse.
Cybernetic teeth? Called?
These are called vampires.
Vampires. Cool. And I pocket them.
Sure.
And I clean my pliers. Because I'm very neat.
All right.
And then in the meantime, I sort of contact over my agent.
Sure.
It's like, control. Meet wagons to my location. 3 deceased.
Mm-hmm. You get a ping on your device. Request
received, Rama. Guess whose turn it is? No face.
Are you going to try and give it a go?
I sure am, buddy boy. First, though, since we're out of combat, I'm going to try roll 1d10 plus 4 for Pathfinder, sure. See if I can see further in, because there's no more obfuscation between me and the next floor. I've got a fucking 5 again.
Wow.
Jesus. Today. Are you sure you're rolling this right, mate? Because,
yeah, it's quite impressive, isn't it?
Yeah, you're not able to see much at the moment.
Okay, cool. I'm going to attempt to ID it again then.
Mm-hmm.
Kablam. Nope. What's to stop me from doing this over and over again? Surely there's mechanics.
I guess.
Sorry?
My discretion?
Yeah. Roll the knife.
How do you keep rolling these ones?
I have no clue. This game hates me.
Okay, look, I'm going to take the 9 roll. You're able to see another level down. You can see that there appears to be a hellhound, which the net then splits into multiple levels.
Cool beans. Cool. Can I try ID this file then?
Yep.
Cool. Kablam.
Oh, you made it. Yes.
Oh, great.
All right. With a critical success, you're able to identify the file. which you were then able to read from.
All right, I turn to the squad and I go, all right, I got something, boys. Let me read this aloud for you. I have a file entitled Plans, and it says, all right, numbnuts, it's real simple, so I'm going to leave a copy here for you on the local net the boys set up. Number one, check out the old medical warehouses in the city. Number two, contact me via your agent if you find anything good. Number three, hold the place so we can set up a new base of operations in the city. That's it, basically.
Mm. Oh, all right.
So it sounds like the gangers are trying to find some good shit.
So reinforcements are possible at some point.
Possibly.
Yeah, it would escape, so.
All right. Well, is there anything else you guys want? Warehouse, I suppose.
We should check out the stuff in the warehouse as well.
Yes, we should have a look around, I reckon.
I'm looking at all the boxes, but also there's a terminal as well.
So, yeah, that's sort of what Gunhead has linked themselves into.
Okay.
It's sort of an access internet, but it can be used. It looks like this device is mainly used for, from what you can tell, like sort of like inventory processing. So they're sort of using this to scan stuff in just to keep track of what they're bringing in and out.
I'm going to just move up here and check out that.
Yeah. As you guys go through a couple of the boxes, you find that it looks like a lot of what's being stored in here at the moment is different pharmaceutical supplies. So these are like raw ingredients that are used for the fabrication of drugs. And obviously this is being used as sort of like a bit of a stockpile for these gangers.
Mm. I assume the barrels are also filled with like...
Yeah, like raw liquid ingredients.
Brace the Badlands is a Tales from Trantor actual play podcast using rules and settings from the Cyberpunk Red system by Al Tosorian Games. Intro and outro music is by Bradley Parsons, and background ambience is by Michael Gelfi. Find out more about our podcast series, including episode summaries, maps, and character details at talesfromtrantor.com.